Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The new school year is just around the corner, but with the energy prices rising, as we were talking about there earlier, the grocery shop is getting more expensive too, and everything in the back-to-school shopping list has been hit with inflation as well. So will after-school activities and sports be on the chopping block for parents who are feeling the financial pressure? Are they too expensive already? Well, Jen Hogan is parenting columnist with the Irish Times, and she's here now. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Claire.
So I know you've been asking parents about this. Is it a worry for parents at this time of year?
It is. It's a huge worry. And I think when we heard about increased back to school costs, activities and sports and things, they tend to be the thing that get forgotten about a little bit when we're chatting up how much it costs to go back to school. But they're a huge part of it. And it's a huge concern for parents at the moment. Lots of whom have been in touch with me to say that it's the first thing that's going to have to go because they're already worried about making ends meet, particularly as we go into the winter. They're afraid, worried about what the winter months may hold. And so the after school activities are the things that they're having to reconsider. And they're going up too in a lot of areas as well. So it's not even just about maintaining things as they were. They now have to try and come up with extra money or else let them go altogether.
Okay, so, well, if people are listening and making decisions about this, 51551 for your messages. So you say that they're seen as an extra that perhaps people can do without, but we've come through a time, period of about 2 years, where none of these after school activities were happening and children did miss out on a lot.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just it. They're seen as this kind of optional extra, you know, a luxury. It doesn't matter if we have them or not. But over the course of the pandemic, we know children from disadvantaged areas and children with additional needs in particular were disproportionately impacted by the restrictions. And children as a whole generally missed out hugely. They missed out on the fun. They missed out on the importance of mixing with their peers, learning new skills, finding their tribe. And they missed out on opportunities, even with schools closed, they missed out on opportunities for social interaction, obviously education development and all the different needs, emotional development that children have. So these after-school activities are a way of helping children catch up as well. And they're really, really, they're probably vital for some children more than others, but they're important for all children because we've kind of, somehow along the way, we've nearly seen fun as some kind of optional extra instead of even appreciating that aspect to it too.
But it's a big decision for parents to have to cancel them, you know, even though we were saying they are considered by some as a luxury.
Yeah.
It's not easy to say to your child, well, you can't do that this year.
Not at all. And there were a couple of parents who were touching me, even just coming in here now, a few parents who got in touch and their children had additional needs. And they were really, all the parents who got in touch said that they felt this huge guilt about it. It felt really terrible to be taking away things from their children. But a couple of parents who had children with additional needs said they know how important. One dad got in touch, said his daughter isn't going to be able to continue with horse riding lessons, which are vital to her. They're actually her only activity. He just can't stretch to it. Another mum is trying to make a decision between music and drama, vital to her child who also has additional needs. She can't afford it. Another parent mentioned how she's actually going to consider cutting back. Well, not going to consider, she is. She said cutting back on things like food to try and see if she can balance trying to cut the grocery bill down, going to look at the heat and things like that as we go into winter to try and make sure their children can continue with these activities because they see them as so important. And I suppose even things like that we often don't think about, things like gross motor skills and fine motor skills and the way they help children in so many other ways, as well as obviously, as I said, the fun and the doing things that float their boat and the things where they can maybe find themselves outside of the school environment.
When it comes to something like swimming, that's a vital
life
skill now that people need to have. So the parents who were in touch with you, are they saying it's because they're paying so much for everything else?
Yeah.
They're worried about what their energy bills are going to be like in the winter. That's why they're having to make these calls.
Yep, that's it exactly. It's literally, it's on top of everything else. It's the cost on top of everything else. It's the huge cost of back to school as well. I mean, when Bernard has released the report and we saw some of the figures, people were horrified at the cost. But really, if you have children where you're trying to pay for crested school uniforms, books, iPads, all those things, they're all mounting up. So in trying to manage that and seeing this, the cost of fuel, which we know has gone down, that's one thing, but that doesn't mean it's not still extremely high. And if you're trying to transport children to matches and training sessions, particularly in rural Ireland, there are another cost that sometimes aren't factored in when you look at the initial outlay that there is, which varies hugely across the country anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're taking all those things into account, it's just a case of having to cut that to meet other needs that they have instead.
So how do you decide then? Because that's a difficulty that parents will have if you're saying, right, each child can do one after school activity, it can be very hard to decide what goes.
It can, I suppose, it's really looking at what the child's greatest need is, and is it fun? If it's as simple as what do they really love to do? Well, it's a little bit easier then, because you can choose that. Although the swimming one, as you pointed out, it's that vital life skill, and probably the one that parents pointed out that they struggled with most having to give up, because they were aware this is something that their child needs to learn at some stage, and they're delaying that. But all things being equal, and it being a factor, or being the only consideration being doing something that their children love, that's the easier option. Really, you choose what their favourite activity is. But for a lot of people, they're looking at what suits their pocket, obviously, where they're likely to get sibling discounts, because they're not always advertised. And sometimes if you ask about them, you might have an option of bringing two children in for a lesser cost than doing two completely different activities. But you're also looking at what suits the child. Like, if you have a child who's in school who perhaps doesn't fit the education system, perhaps doesn't have their tribe at school, doesn't maybe feel that they isn't, but they could, maybe they are acting, but maybe they just don't feel that their place is in school. If that's within the arts, or that's maybe in drama or singing or dancing, those are the sort of things, I suppose, that we have to try to balance. It's not every child finds their place on the sports pitch, not every child finds their place in the classroom. And that's really important, because these activities are a way of that too, helping children find their place. But it's also a really important way of helping children make friends too, and have downtime. Because again, with the pandemic and with the restrictions, and for children who maybe find it difficult to make friends, finding your tribe within an activity that you enjoy, or you enjoy, or maybe even excel at, because you know, if it's something that you're really good at.
The other
it's
side
really
of this,
important.
Jen, is that some of us grew up doing very little outside of school and were grand, and some parents will decide that their children are exhausted when they come home from school, and they're grand, and they won't bother doing any after school activities, and it's fine.
And there's absolutely a balance to be struck there, because we have the other extreme where we have children running here, there and everywhere every single evening. Every hour of their day is catered for, every hour of their evening is catered for. The weekends are gone, nobody's getting a rest, people are meeting each other, coming back, or like passing ships in the night, or ships passing in the night with families. And there is that balance to be struck. And like you said, when we were younger, lots of us didn't do any activities, or did one maybe at a certain stage during the year, and children tire of activities, and you know, you sign them up and then they've lost interest a couple of weeks down the road, and
sign them up, buy the gear, and then they don't do it anymore.
That's it, and they don't want to do it anymore. And there is that whole side of things. But children do, how they interact is a bit different now, because what was also different was years and years ago, there was a parent at home, usually mum, and she was at home, and when they came home from school, kids were able to go out and play on the road and play with their friends and do a lot of the things that they do in their activities now. Now everything is much more coordinated and adult led, so it's a very different situation really. We have their pals might be in childcare because mum or dad is working longer hours and so isn't available, and so they're in childcare. They might not have the opportunity, or perhaps they live in rural Ireland, a distance away from their friends, and these are their opportunities to meet up with their peers. So it all of that needs to be taken into account. It is very hard if you're feeling incredibly guilty and incredibly stressed about not being able to afford your children's activities, but there might be other options. Getting out and playing with your pals might be the option for you.
Yeah, and Catherine says, what's wrong with play dates for socialising? They're free. Another one here though, from a parent who just got a quote for her little girl, 6 years old, to return to her gymnastics class for term one, which is September to December, and it's €260. It's way too expensive. That's a lot to fork out. I know a lot of places will ask you for a fee from September till the end of October, which makes it a little bit more digestible, doesn't it?
It does. But again, a lot of parents who got in touch said some of the fees they were being asked for were all up front, and there were things like, I mean, where the biggest variation I found in speaking to parents, the biggest variation was obvious in JA and soccer clubs. That were the two places where it was huge. I mean, I was speaking to people about music lessons, which can be extremely expensive too, and drama and dance and things like that. But with GAA and soccer, there seemed to be very little consistency across the board. And those who did ask for amounts up front were sometimes huge. I mean, in South Dublin, you were getting up to amounts like €330 and €400 per child for the year. Down the country, in different parts of the country, in different more rural areas, it was cheaper a lot of the time. But you might be asked for €100, €80, €100 up front, and then continuous, maybe a fiver every week when you turned up, or €3 every week when you turned up. So that, on top of fuel costs, adds up pretty quickly, especially if you have training midweek and a match. So, you know, you're on the road quite a lot there.
This one, I have 4 children, Kyultus, hockey, dance and rugby. Kyultus is great value, but I'm going to have to cut out an instrument and drop a sport each. With four children, there should be bigger discounts for siblings. Mm-hmm. School hockey is €200 each. School training can be cancelled more often than not. I want them to play for the school, but it's definitely not worth that money. So there we go. There's somebody making choices. Back to school books. Why are secondhand books and book rentals not being used for all children? This would give parents more leeway for other expenses. New books every year is exploitation. And get rid of the crests on uniforms, says this parent. Only two small things that won't solve it all, but it might help.
Absolutely. And would leave the free, and we have the 2017 circular, which has advised schools that they're to do this, and yet they're not still doing it.
You know what? I wish that schools would do a secondhand sale of uniforms.
Some of them do. Some actually do. Some do, and it's a great way for parents to save money. It's brilliant.
It's rarely worn out.
Absolutely, rarely lost a lot of the time, but rarely worn out. Exactly. Usually lost first.
Jen, thanks so much. That's pleasure. Jen Hogan there, and keep your messages coming in. We'll come back to them over the course of the morning to 51551.